This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Welcome, Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, so I'm a little bit ticked off. There's another case where somebody kept being told they had a UTI, and the patient ended up having ovarian cancer. This happened, I believe, in England. And we had a close personal friend, similar instance, kept being told it was a UTI. Here, just take the medication, and it ended up being cervical cancer. And so, you know, when I see half-assed medicine happen, I get really, really ticked off because we doctors weren't trained to do half-assed medicine. Neither were nurse practitioners or PAs. We're trained to do things right. And so you don't just miss an ovarian cancer. You're supposed to always be thinking about ovarian cancer. You're supposed to be always thinking about cervical cancer. Even if somebody comes in saying they have a UTI and biasing you and distracting you with it, you're supposed to stop, look back, and go, wait a second, well, what are your symptoms? Well, you know, I'm having some cramping, I'm having some bloating. Yesterday, I got chewed out by a patient because she was having pelvic pain, no burning when she peed, but she was having cramping and bloating, and she wanted antibiotics for a bladder infection. And I'm like, but you got to get this checked out. If you're having some bloating, if you're having some cramping, that might not be a UTI. You need a urine test, you need a culture being done, and she just was mad, ripped me a new one, saying, oh, my other friends get to call in and get an antibiotic, and it's like, oh, gosh. All right. And so medicine is changing faster than I ever expected it to be. Now, mind you, I love the fact that we have telemedicine now and people in, you know, remote towns that don't have access to doctors can have access. People that, you know, don't have access to their regular, you know, family doc or provider, even in the city, can have access, which is phenomenal. But we're actually going the wrong way with medicine. And there was a headline that we just talked about in the previous segment where the average person over 65 is or 70 years old is on 7 different medications. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, 7 different medications. Okay, well, slow your roll, okay? Hold on a second, all right? You know? Don't get your panties all up in a bunch. If they have high cholesterol, if they have diabetes, if they have high blood pressure, many times it takes one or two medications each for those. Okay, so now you have to 3 to 5 medications. If they're on an antacid, if they're on something for their arthritis, if they're on a blood thinner, if they're on a stool softener, it's really easy to be up to 7 medications, right? If they're on vitamin D, if they're on a hormone. So, yeah, if you're over 70 and you haven't died from a heart attack or cancer or stroke or whatever, you're probably going to be on a bunch of medications, okay? Not the biggest deal. We don't need to make that a big, huge headline, all right, and go after the whole medical industry for that. But what I was talking about in the last segment, which I am seeing, which is drastically changing, is a patient will call in and they have high blood pressure, and they're a new high blood pressure patient, and medicine is an art, all right? And the way I got to practice before all the Obamacare changes is, and all the deductible issues is, you know, somebody would have a $10 copay or a $20 copay, and so if I needed them to follow up, they could follow up. So day one, your blood pressure is high. It's been high for a while. We're going to put you on a medication. Then I want to see if it's working, so come back in a week. Same thing with diabetes. Your blood sugars are high. Come back in a week so I can look at your sugars, look at how you're eating, look at how you're managing your sugar. Then, if it's looking like we're in the right direction, come back next week. If your numbers are good, then we go to every 2 weeks, then every 4 weeks, and then 6 weeks or 3 months. And then we'll do a blood test on you every 3 months. If you're a diabetic, with your blood pressure, follow up with you every 3 to 6 months. But it took a while to get you there, and once we titrate you to where we need you to be, we watch you. And I'm the only doctor that watches you, all right? Or you'll see my partner, all right? But the partner is going to let me know what's going on so we have some consistency. The average person right now never sees their doctor again. They only see their doctor once. Or I had a lady who had possibly shingles by her eye. I'm like, you got to see your doctor. We got to make sure this isn't affecting the eye, or I got to send you to an ER. And she's like, I don't have a doctor. And if I did, it's going to take me months to get in. We are right now, no matter what city, and I take care of patients in Iowa and Colorado and Mississippi, Alabama and Nevada, because that's where I'm licensed. The average person can't get to their doctor, their family doctor, who is supposed to know them and know their family and understand their nuances and have followed them for years. They won't get to see them. And so the average person, because either their deductible is too high for them to come in or there's too long a wait, will just go to an urgent care. And I love urgent care. I was an urgent care doctor as well. But that urgent care doctor is not going to take over your primary care. And medicine these days is kind of said, well, that's okay. That's all right. No big deal. You know, we'll just give you a shot, or, you know, you deal with it. Go find your doctor. And so now what I'm hearing from patients is, don't do anything for me that needs a follow-up. Just give me the one treatment so I could be done. And I don't blame them for asking that, because if their deductible is high and seeing a doctor is going to cost them $200-$300, they're not going to want to follow up. Or if they can't get in with their doctor, what's the point of starting a blood pressure medication that you won't be able to get filled and you're going to run out? A lot of people are running out of their medications. Why? Because their doctors are closing, their doctors are quitting, or they can't get in for a follow-up. So the big demand now in medicine that I'm seeing is, give me the one-shot treatment. And I'm not talking like injection, but if I have high blood pressure, you tell me what to do that's going to control my blood pressure from here on out, because I'm not going to be able to see another doctor. Same thing with diabetes. Give me something that's going to lower my sugar now, or my cholesterol. Or what can I do on my own? This on-my-own medicine is going to be the biggest industry. You already see what's happening with supplements and all that, because people cannot see a medical provider. And mark my words, in the next 10 years, we're going to have prescriptions available online. We're going to have do-it-yourselfers. We're going to have apps. We're going to have so many resources out there for people to manage their diabetes or manage their cholesterol, manage things by themselves. And it sounds perfect, but again, you're losing the art. You can't just do cookbook medicine. You need somebody to look at you and go, no, 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 something's wrong with your kidneys. Something's wrong with your heart. You know, they came out with yesterday this study saying that there's this test where they can look at biomarkers and tell you if you're going to die in 5 to 10 years. You know, I'm not going to want that test. But that's what people want. Test me. If I'm going to die in 5 to 10 years, I just want to know about it and let me deal with it on my own. So, you know, the family doctor is going away, and it's killing me, because that's my art, that's my field, and I think it's one of the best medicines out there. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of my favorite places on this earth that I've never seen is the Amazon rainforest. And I think the reason why is when I was going to school, I just love trees. And I just love trees and I love oxygen that trees give, and having, you know, had a degree in biology, when you, you know, have to study and learn photosynthesis year after year after year, learning that most of the photosynthesis happens, right, by the Amazon rainforest, you kind of end up liking it a lot, right? And unfortunately, the Amazon is burning. Now, environmental organizations and researchers say the wildfires blazing in the Brazilian rainforest were set by cattle ranchers and loggers who want to clear and utilize the land. And I guess they are blaming the country's pro-business president. Now, I'm not exactly sure. I thought it was fire season. You know, I don't really watch, you know, and really pay too much attention to how often, you know, fires happen to Amazon. But from what I understand, there have been more than 72,000 fires since January 2019. That's a lot of fires. I'm getting that from Express.UK. CNN is reporting that the vast majority of these fires are human-lit, according to Christian Poirier, the program director for the nonprofit organization Amazon Watch. He added that even during the dry seasons, the Amazon rainforest does not catch on fire easily. It's humid, unlike California or Australia, which is more dry. They say farmers and ranchers have long used fire to clear the land and are likely behind the unusually large number of fires that have been burning in the Amazon. So the country's Space Research Center this week said the number of fires in Brazil are 80% higher than last year, more than half in the Amazon region. 99% of the fires, they say, result from human actions, either on purpose or by accident. It could be from a small-scale agricultural practice to, you know, a big business project. So, as you know, the Amazon has, let me see how many acres. I don't know how huge it is, but it's big. It's about 5.5 million square kilometers. If it was a country, it would be the ninth largest country. Wildfire season spans August to October. It usually peaks in September. They say it's home to more than 2,000 species of animals. Some live only in the trees. There are 427 mammal species, 1,300 bird species, 378 species of reptiles, and more than 400 species of amphibians. And the Amazon rainforest spans multiple countries like Brazil, Peru, Colombia, Venezuela, Ecuador, Bolivia, Guyana, Suriname, and French Guiana. And the Amazon rainforest produces 20% of the world's oxygen. They call it the planet's lungs. They said if it was damaged, it would start emitting carbon. Now, it stinks that when an environmental story comes out, people politicize it as, you know, oh, okay, well, the Democrats are, you know, pushing this agenda, or, you know, the Republicans are anti-environment. Most Republicans are pro-environment, too. I think it's ridiculous to, you know, stereotype people loving our planet and loving, you know, our land and trying to stereotype it as one political leaning or another. I mean, you have a lot of people in on the conservative side that love the lands and the prairies and the forests and love camping and hiking and hunting and fishing, and they love nature. And so, you know, don't assume that just because somebody, you know, votes for, I don't know, Bernie Sanders does not mean that they don't care about the environment. So to me, the Amazon rainforest is a bipartisan topic, all right? Because we all love plants, we all love animals, we just do. But organizations are blaming the Brazilian president, Jair Bolsonaro. Apparently, when he was running for president, he made campaign promises to restore the economy by exploring the Amazon's economic potential. Now, environmental organizations say he has encouraged ranchers, farmers, and loggers to exploit and burn the rainforest like never before. So there's obviously that back and forth. But, we talk about pollution, and apparently there was a story saying pollution, you know, is putting us at risk for, mental illness. I don't know if you saw that story. Those of us who live near highly polluted areas are more prone to bipolar disorder, you know, the mood disorder where you go through highs and lows. Another study has found that even small amounts of air pollution is linked to early death. And so, you know, we know if we live near an area that has real fresh emissions, you know, like from plants, you know, we would do better. The studies are there. But that's not where the work is. We live where we work. You know, they did a study looking at a 30-year period of 652 cities in 24 countries. And it was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. And they found that those of us that live near pollution, the little particles can get into our lungs. We absorb them, get into our bloodstream. And these things, these particulate matters can cause death, can cause early death. Which is, again, why I don't understand why the young people are vaping. You know, we have more news on that as well. But this particulate matter that we get from our pollution, you know, the EPA tries to do what they can. You know, well, let's smog our cars and we'll try to reduce emissions from our buildings. And, you know, the particulate matter, of course, we're looking at is the PM 2.5 and the PM 10. The number represents the particles in microns and what we're able to breathe in. And I don't have the data on how many of us are, you know, becoming new asthmatics or new emphysema patients or COPDers, but there has been correlations between us who live in the city to those that, you know, don't, and degrees of heart disease and cancer and lung disease. Now, some people say, well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to work in a more oxygen-rich environment. So we talked about how some people in their office, and we're going to be talking about this in the next segment, they will put plants up in their office to help, you know, breathe a little better. And there are some plants out there that actually will filter out pollutants. And so I'm wondering if maybe what we need to do without allowing one presidential candidate to go on a roll and, you know, say, you see what we're doing. See, that's the problem. We don't make a lot of progress because everybody thinks you're making a political stand. But personally, I think air and oxygen is a bipartisan stand. But if we're breathing in too much crap, and we know that fresh air and fresh plants, you know, do something good for us, then maybe what we do is we do something that, you know, we make a move towards, you know, breathing in, you know, healthier air. And how do we do that? Well, we can't stop industry. We can't stop cars. We can't, you know, always move from a big city. Big cities need to be big cities for a reason, all right? You know, me, I'm always going to be in a big city. I can never be small town. I think people in small town are great, but, you know, once I tick off a town, I'd have to keep moving. So, you know, I just need, you know, I like to walk into a Walmart and have people not recognize me. I just kind of like that. So for me, I can hide better. But, you know, I'm wondering if where our next move is, where we have to, you know, once a month or whatever, take certain vacations and trips where all you do is breathe fresh air. Or you go camping. I mean, the study I'd like to see, if you really want to, you know, convince us Americans on what to do with the environment, is, you know, come up with a study where somebody goes camping once a month for a weekend versus somebody who just stays, you know, in the city. And let's look at their lungs and let's look at their health. And do campers live longer? Well, the problem is we have those studies. I mean, we have studies where people who live small town do better, but we don't know. Is that because they get more exercise? Is it because they get more sun? I mean, we really need to filter out and go, you know, is it really that you're breathing fresher air? Now, one study you can do is where you have plants in your home office, and that's a significant amount of time you're spending there, and then follow them for 10, 20, 30 years. Because I got to tell you, if we can't go to nature, then bring nature to you. You know, I love it when you see people in New York, they have a garden. And they'll, you know, because, you know, it's a city of concrete. I love New York City. But, you know, there's not a lot of parks. They do have a lot of parks. You know, Central Park's gorgeous. But, you know, people want to have their own sort of garden, their own sort of, you know, so they have that on the rooftop, which I think is pretty cool. But, you know, breathing that in. People have asked me, what about oxygen? Those oxygen bars where you breathe in oxygen. I'm not completely sold on those because, one, is I don't know about the tubing. I mean, I can't, you know, if it's sterile tubing, maybe I'm okay with that. If it's energizing you and your oxygen's going up and, you know, you're feeling good, I'm a fan. But, you know, I'd like to just kind of know more about it. Personally, it's an easy study. Have a bunch of people hooked up to oxygen. You do that for a few hours a day. Look at their, you know, their biomarkers to see if they're doing better. So when we come back, what plants you could put in your home or office to help make, you know, your life a little, I don't know, healthier. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is visiting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
We have a lot to discuss just ahead of the G7, lots of global issues.
Speaking in Ottawa on Thursday, Trudeau says they will be discussing trade and continuing to create a global trading system that works for everyone. Secretary of State Pompeo has a message for Congress regarding the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement.
We need to get the USMCA wrapped up and get it done. We need our parliaments both for that, and by then it'll be good for the people all across North America.
The El Paso Walmart, where 22 people were murdered, will reopen within the next few months. It'll be completely renovated and add a permanent memorial for the victims. A store spokesman gave an update today saying nothing will ease the pain of what happened on August 3rd, and we are hopeful that reopening the store will be another testament to the strength and resiliency of the community. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right, so a lot of crap that we breathe in, whether we're vaping, whether we're smoking, or whether we're just going outside and trying to exercise and drive to work, is noxious, obviously. And we think a lot of the chemicals or particulates that we breathe in could be causing vessel constriction. And with vessel constriction, you lack good flow. If you have lack good flow, you're not getting good flow to the brain. You're not getting good flow to the heart. And so the mechanism by which pollution can hurt us is we breathe something in. It gets into our blood system, and it causes effects on our blood vessels. And it also causes effects on our lungs in terms of interrupting oxygen flow and oxygen oxygenation of our blood. So the things we kind of see build up in our house is carbon monoxide. We get this from heaters and space heaters and fireplaces. Radon. Radon comes from soil and drains and pipes. Formaldehyde. Now, formaldehyde, you guys remember in a bio class, when we would dissect a frog, it would stink like crazy. Well, formaldehyde, we have a lot of that in our house from tobacco smoke, from, like, new furniture, flooring, cabinets, glue, cosmetics has formaldehyde, detergents. Sometimes your soda with heat will make formaldehyde, and we drink it. Then we also have volatile organic compounds, benzene, trichloroethylene. We get this from plastics and rubber and detergents and degreasers. There's ammonia we're breathing in from detergents and cleaners, and xylene. Xylene comes from paint, car exhaust. You know, when my husband pulls into the garage, I could smell it, you know. So you know it's coming in the, you know, the house. Cigarettes. So a lot of people will get something called sick building syndrome, where they're, you know, they go to work and they feel like crap. And they may be fatigued, they may have body aches, they may have headaches. Sometimes they'll get palpitations, sometimes they'll get asthma. Some people will get nosebleeds. And there's even been some reports of people getting cancer and then obviously dying. So that's how serious crappy air can be. So you know how we've had Dr. Deuce on the show, Dr. Karen Deuce, a microbiologist at Troy University of Nevada? Well, she, I would love visiting her in her office because she had some amazing plants. And I would just love the way I felt in her office. It was so bright. It would, you know, it would just seem like crisp air. Well, because she had a crap load of plants. So as I decided to look up which plants seem to be the healthiest and help clean up your air, because she told me a lot of them have those properties. So one is aloe vera. Aloe vera plants is excellent to have. It's a nice, green, good-looking plant. If you ever burn yourself at home or work, you can just crack open a leaf and apply the aloe vera gel onto you. But apparently, aloe vera helps reduce benzene and formaldehyde. It's not going to go through the whole process, but through its, you know, its own metabolism and its own plant respiration, when it takes, you know, because plants will take in carbon dioxide and turn it into oxygen when they do photosynthesis. So a lot of times they'll take in other chemicals as well. The spider plant, you guys have seen a lot. Spider plants are those plants where they have like a yellow leaf with a green border. They're maybe not the prettiest. They're like a yellow and green plant, so they're not, you know, a deep, deep green because they have that yellow banana streak in the middle. But apparently they reduce carbon monoxide and formaldehyde. A lot of people go for ferns. Ferns are pretty easy because they don't really need a lot of water. The Boston fern especially helps remove formaldehyde. Then there's something called the snake plant. Now, the snake plant looks a little opposite from the spider plant. The snake plant is green with a yellow border versus a yellow plant with a green border. And so the green there is more thick. Apparently the leaves are kind of like straight up. They're kind of, you know, wide. And that's a snake plant. And, again, I'll put this on my website so you guys have it as well. And then the Arisa palm. These palm trees, apparently NASA rated it high. NASA and the Associated Landscape Contractors of America said that the Arisa or the Areca palm removes most of the above-mentioned chemicals and has been rated most efficient air-purifying plant. They don't really take that much water, I mean, but they can be kind of big. But those plants do pretty well. Then if you want something smaller, you can get a lady palm. Lady palm, it looks kind of bushy, very green, cute. That removes formaldehyde and ammonia. The bamboo palm is pretty popular. It removes benzene, trichloroethylene, formaldehyde, and those are the ones where the leaves are kind of, they'll snap when you pull them. They're more of a crispy, stiff leaf. That's your bamboo palm, which is where they get the name bamboo. Peace lilies. Peace lilies are beautiful. They're actually flowers and plants. They have a nice, rich green leaf. Those remove benzene, ammonia, and formaldehyde. Then you have the golden pothos. Now, this you guys have seen many times. It's a green leaf that has a lot of spotted yellow. And those remove a bunch of chemicals. And then there's the dragon tree. The dragon tree, another real thick, crisp leaf. They're green, but with a red border. It's gorgeous, gorgeous plant. They remove xylene. English ivy is very popular because it also removes mold. English ivy, where they look like maple leaves, but they're not. They're just these kind of green, three-pronged leaves, very dark, removes formaldehyde and mold. The Chinese evergreen is also really popular. That also removes most of the above chemicals. The Chinese evergreen is green with white and then spots of green. So, again, I'm going to post this for you guys so you have it. But, I don't know, it's something to think about. You know, while we're talking about all the crap that we're breathing in and, you know, looking at what's going on with the Amazon rainforest, I don't know. It's something you could do. Most people don't buy plants because they say they don't have a green thumb. Their plants die. And see, with me, too, I travel a lot. And if you don't have somebody to take care of the plants, you don't. The reason I don't have plants in my house is the cats are going to eat them, right? Or the dogs are going to knock them over. Nobody's going to water them. And that's a problem. All right, so now, vaping-related illnesses. Now there's a launch or a probe going on in Colorado. We have health officials in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois already probing to find out why we have so many pulmonary illnesses in young people. Now Colorado is joining in. Now, according to Tista Ghosh, a chief medical officer for the Colorado Department of Public Health, says we do not have a confirmed case in Colorado, though we are investigating a suspect case. And if so, it would be Colorado's first. But right now, there's been 153 possible cases among the U.S., reported in over 16 states. No deaths have been reported, thank God, and no specific product has been identified. From what I understand, Juul and some of these vaping companies are now being grilled by Congress. We'll tell you more about that. But, you know, kids smoking and vaping, it was a story and people were upset. But, you know, once you start to see kids in the hospital, that's when, you know, government has to kind of get involved because somebody's going to get sued. And, you know, you know, a bunch of kids doing drugs and a bunch of kids smoking or whatever, you know, they're, nobody really does anything. But you start to see kids, like some of the pictures I've seen, where people have collapsed lungs, they're hooked up to a ventilator. Now, all right, you know, they're probing. So 153 cases, and 1 in 20 middle school students admit to it. I think that's even up. More than that, I think it's more than 1 in every 20. In fact, I think about 50% of kids have tried it. 30% do it regularly. In fact, I think 80% have tried it. But we get different statistics based on different sources. But there's a study led by Pennsylvania researchers claimed that there are damaging effects on users' blood vessels after just one use. So remember we were talking about how one cigarette is enough to start cancer cells, you know, to go rogue? Same thing with vaping. Just one e-cig, not even a whole pod, one e-cig is enough to get to start changing the blood vessels. So not good. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Dockadali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A Texas woman lost her baby dog because of toxic algae. This is something that unfortunately is not a really highly talked about story, where toxic algae in the bloom usually happens around this time of year, and unfortunately animals or, you know, kids and humans can, you know, get sick from it. So Tara Mazzi told Fox 7 that her Australian Shepherd Fina hung out on the Guadalupe River on July 31st. And the dog loved the water, okay? And as most dogs do, we had a lab. and they just, you know, they just love water, you know? And so, unfortunately, within a few days, began acting strangely. Started to vomit, got stiff-legged, got off balance, and the dog's only 3 years old. Then the dog started to have seizures. And unfortunately, the dog went to the hospital. It was too late. And there was nothing really they could do. And dog died. And Massey says the water was so clear that she could see straight through to the bottom. So she didn't think it was contaminated water, but later the Texas Commission of Environmental Quality confirmed her that there was toxic blue-green algae in the river. And this river is just steps away from her backyard. Now, toxic blue-green algae comes from cyanobacteria. It's this microscopic bacteria. It's an actual pretty sort of bacteria. And it's found in freshwater lakes, streams, ponds, brackish water ecosystems, according to Pet Poison Helpline. But they produce toxins such as microcystines and antitoxins that could affect people, livestock, pets that may swim in it or drink it. Now, most blue-green algae blooms are not supposed to produce toxins, right? But you can't tell, and, you know, you have to still test it. So you have to assume that all blooms are toxic until proven otherwise. And even small exposures could be toxic. And dogs, you know, they drink and lap, things like that, so they get a lot more. They're a lot more prone. So according to Greenwater Laboratories, they say the most sensitive individuals to algae toxin poisoning are those that ingest the cyanobacteria when they're in the water. Many times those individuals are dogs, since they're entering and exiting algae blooms at shorelines. It's a good idea to keep pets out of the water when cyanobacteria may be present. So how do you know? Well, if the dog starts to vomit, have diarrhea, breathing difficulty, hypersalivation, it almost looks like they act like they have rabies. Because the infection then affects the brain, then they start to seize and, you know, cramp up and, you know. So the water was not infested. It was clear water. It didn't look stagnant. Otherwise, she said, I would not let my dog in. So the mom is feeling really, really bad. Apparently, Fina is not the first dog to die of toxic algae. Apparently, the dog is the fourth in the Austin area to die after swimming in contaminated water. So the city has warned pet owners not to let their pets swim in Lady Bird Lake because of the result of algae blooms. North Carolina had 3 dogs that died earlier this month after swimming in a Wilmington pond because they were exposed to toxic algae. From what I understand, there are 60 toxic algae blooms reported across New York State. Memphis Park is testing after they've had unconfirmed reports of death. So this toxic algae is some pretty scary stuff. So, you know, a lot of these articles, when they talk to you about it, you know, they start to throw in climate change and that kind of thing. And, you know, if climate is changing, okay, that's fine. Just, you know, keep politics out of it right now. Okay. All right. My eating a burger, I don't think, is affecting the toxic algae bloom. I just don't believe that. And even if it is, can we just, you know, spend more time educating people on these things? So, warm temperatures and influx of nutrients from agricultural runoff and other sources is prompting this toxic algae and bacteria to grow out of control. That's why it's called a toxic algae bloom. Now, if the planet is warming, we are going to see more algae. Then we're going to, you know, be more exposed. Now, algae are not bacteria. Algae are plant-like organisms. They grow on the water, damp environments, and they get their energy through photosynthesis. They don't really have roots. They don't really have leaves or anything else, but they act as a single cell, or they may be a part of like a, you know, kelp forest. And the blue-green algae that you hear are actually the cyanobacteria. Those are bacteria cells, as opposed to, you know, fungus and things like that. And so the bloom will happen. Apparently, I don't know, Lake Erie, this was in 2011, it grew so large that you could actually see it from space. Again, warm temperatures, you know, try to fuel it. And they could actually turn the water different colors. Remember we talked about the 10 plagues? And we were talking about the Red Sea, or the Nile turned red with blood in the Bible. Well, that might have been a red toxic algae bloom. And I've seen it. It's really, really red. So, you know, don't drink the water. Red tides, though, are an example of algae bloom. but a lot of red tides might not produce the toxin. It's usually the cyanobacteria, the bluish ones, that do. You know, so you will see red tides, and they aren't supposed to kill you, but, you know. So, you know, everybody's saying, well, that's what's happening with climate change, and, you know, I mean, listen, Bernie Sanders has now unveiled a $16.3 trillion Green New Deal climate plan. And while some may say, okay, why are we wasting our time on this? You know, others may say, well, no, it's going to help, you know, save jobs. And he says it's going to end unemployment completely. And it's called the Green New Deal, kind of capitalizes on Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's climate change plan. And Bernie's going to declare a national emergency on climate change. He's going to take immediate large-scale action to reverse its effects. The plan's going to pay for itself over 15 years, making the United States totally reliant on renewable energy for electricity and transportation. $16 trillion price tag. Now, it's priorities, okay? For some people, it's national security. For other people, it's, you know, the economy. For other people, it's the climate. You know, I mean, I still respect that. I mean, everybody kind of has their own, you know, passion. But, you know, the Grand Canyon, if you ever fly over it, is exquisite. But, I mean, it looks like it's one of the driest places on Earth. And the Grand Canyon was not made in the last 20, 30, 40 years. The Grand Canyon was made over hundreds of years. Things shift. Same thing with the swamps in Florida. Right? Tectonic plates and continents moving and things have shifted. And, you know, true, we want to protect our ozone and we don't want to hurt our ozone layer. But saying that us humans and our population, and by the way, they're now saying that in China, their population is booming again because they lifted restrictions. Saying that that is going to be what's going to make a new Grand Canyon or, you know, make new rivers or make new, you know, it's debatable. But what you do need to do is, as things are changing and we see, you know, species growing or species developing or species endangering, you know, the idea of, okay, you know, acting on the future and trying to prevent future things that you think you have control over, yeah, it's nice, but your efforts should be on present day. If we are having flooding in certain areas, you know, if we're having, you know, super bad snowstorms, if we're having bad hurricanes, whether you blame it on somebody's Yugo or Kia or not having a Tesla or not, that's kind of moot. All right. If we are in danger of hurricanes, then we start to have, you know, things in place now. I don't believe we're going to be able to stop global change, climate change. I don't believe so. So what we do need to do is start having, you know, things in place for, you know, more Naegleria fowleri amoeba growth or flooding or, you know, I don't know. I just think we're putting so much effort onto certain actions when we have so much other things we should be doing right now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.